Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Amen. God has suffered some things in order to perfect us. In areas of our life. That's what it's really about. It's not the devil. The devil is defeated. Amen. Can you say that with me? The devil has been defeated. Once. Forever. He ain't never going to be undefeated. Yes. Jesus defeated him. Yes. Period. Yes. That's a done deal. Yes. That's not an issue. The issue is your transformation.
Amen.
Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. He undid all of that. Now we are here to mop up the rest of it. But the question, the normal is as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, right? Say it with me. Our Father. Stop right there. You pray that every day.
Amen. Amen.
It's about every time you pray, some that's all we pray. But you pray that. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth. Where? As it is where?
In heaven.
Well, let me ask you, what's going on in heaven?
Amen.
You read the word. You can. There's enough in the word to give you glimpses into what's going on in heaven. I can guarantee you, ain't no sickness there. I guarantee. I guarantee, huh? No sickness, no disease, no wars, no worries.
Amen.
Huh? What's the prayer? Give us this day our daily bread. Wait, what did we just pray? On earth. Come on, stay with me. Come on, we're going somewhere with this. On earth as it is in heaven. See, this is God's normal.
Amen. Amen.
Our normal is, okay, yeah, in heaven, when I get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that's going to be. Hallelujah. Going to dance on the streets of gold. But what do we pray every day? What is God's purpose before the world conformed you to think otherwise?
Amen.
Little children are so precious because they're so innocent.
Amen.
They don't have a clue about conforming to the world.
Amen.
So they just go about doing their thing. They don't care. They have no boundaries.
Amen.
But I say, a child of God, all of a sudden, is bound up. That's why you, except we become as little children again.
Amen. Amen.
Let me tell you something. There's certain things you need to stop considering. Some of us need to stop considering our age.
Amen.
Eyes over the hill. What hill? Come on down off that hill. You ain't over no hill. Abraham was 100. He thought the same thing till God visited. till God brought his normal. The normal life begins with the realization that God's whole purpose and plan for you and I is to do the will of God on earth in the midst of all this darkness, controversy, pressure, distraction, delusion, fallen Nephilim, demons. God says to do the will of God on earth just as it's being done in heaven. Amen. Ask somebody or tell somebody, won't he do it? You know what the blockage has been between your two ears.
Amen.
That's where the blockage. The log jam, the traffic jam is between the two ears. Many people have treated the will of God as if you can't know it. You ask the average. As the average state, what's the will of God for your life? Well, I'm not sure yet. Well, we just stated what it is.
Amen.
You can get more refined in the details of it, but what is it? On earth as it is in heaven. In other words, a bit of heaven right here on earth. They may have a whole lot of dysfunction in the house next door to you, but that ain't for your house. Amen. Are you hearing? Down the street it can be going on, but that's not for my house. That's for me and my house. We will serve the Lord. We will have peace in our house. We'll have the joy of the Lord in our house. There'll be love in our house. There'll be provision in our house. Why? Because as it is in heaven, so it is to be on the earth. Amen. We're not just in the majority. You are not separated. You are set apart. Amen. Tell somebody, I've been set apart. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Let me read that. The book of Matthew chapter 6. We'll read it because after this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, you don't have to pray in the King James, but thy is your. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Is that right? Okay, so in a nutshell, simply put, the will of God is on earth as it is in heaven. What do we mean? What's free to operate in heaven? Would you agree there's joy in heaven?
Amen.
Amen. Would you agree there's peace in heaven?
Amen.
You know, the list goes on and on and on and on and on, right?
Amen.
So what's free to operate in heaven should be free to operate on the earth.
Amen.
As it is in heaven, so should it be on the earth. Okay, what's not free to operate in heaven? Sickness, bondage, sin, right?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Come on, we're talking about mental transformation now. You got to get this. Let me say it this way. Don't take offense. We got to get this through our thick skulls.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
This is not something God is trying to do.
Amen.
This is something he started with.
Amen.
This is the way that it is.
Amen.
It's not something God trying to mop up and make things. No, this is the way it is. This is the original mandate.
Amen.
It has never changed.
Amen.
Okay. You and I are here
And because of what it is that we carry, we are here designated and assigned to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen. Say it with me. What I carry,
destroys
the works of the devil.
It's not always you binding and loosing. Sometimes it's just you showing up. The enemy knows you. Do you understand? He knows you. There's a hit list in hell. Let me say, not in hell, but in the heavenly realm. You're on that list.
Amen. Amen.
As a child of God, he knows you. Remember the sons of Sceva? They said, we don't know you. You ain't on our list.
Amen. Amen.
When I say hit list, not that they don't try to get you all the time. No, they understand not to mess with you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Don't mess with that one. Their name is written.
Amen.
There's blood on them.
Amen.
They're the ones designated to destroy our works.
Amen.
They got the goods to destroy us. Leave them alone.
Amen.
If you mess with them, you got to trick them.
Amen. Amen.
You got to deceive them. You can't stand toe to toe with them. That's the remnant. Keep them blind to who they are. That way you'll get them. That way we'll get away with our dirty deeds. Because their assignment, their designation is to destroy our work. They carry what's necessary to destroy. Sometimes you're showing up.
Amen.
I said, you're showing up with the right attitude. You ain't got to be speaking in tongues. You ain't got to be quoting scriptures. You ain't got to be carrying no Bible. Have no, you know, t-shirts on. All your Bible stuff, all the scripture, you show up. If you ain't carrying the goods, you don't care what you look like.
Amen.
But you can be in jeans and a t-shirt and show up.
Amen.
Spirit will recognize you right away.
Amen.
Are you following what I'm saying here? See, we got to break through these mental barriers. People show up and act like they're nobody and place no value on their life. Just happy to try to fit in. How are you going to change anything? Always just glad to be invited.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Look at somebody. Tell them, look at them,
child of God.
You got to understand God's heart for this planet. The heart for the human race. God's not playing around. God's not casual with this. God's not Laodicean, lackadaisical, well, if it happened. No, God is very detailed. God wants it all back. He's given you gifts. He's anointed you. He's graced you. And here you walking around like you don't know. Tell somebody right now, you better know who you are and whose you are.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.